Atomic Dream. Pause recording. Button. Switch off.
Hello, it's Tuesday the 17th of May. It's about almost 6:30 in the evening. And let me tell you about day 3 with Guide Dog Tokyo. So we had a pretty good day until now. Tokyo is in a little bit of trouble. I'll tell you about that in a minute. So we started off our day. Got up. I was actually up about 20 to 6. And I took, got ready. I took her out. She did both. And we have to watch her number twos a little bit because I don't know if it's because she's still excited or not used to the new place, but they're a bit they need to be looked after because they're a bit on the soft side. I can't pick him up. Bless him, Jeff does it, but it's good to know. So I'm sure you all wanted to know that, but that's how it is. Fed, everything is all right, and everything was all right when I fed them in the morning. I'll tell you about the evening in a bit. Got food for the training, put some of her food in my pocket for the training. Then I I had my own breakfast and got ready, and the trainer was 30 minutes late, came at 8 instead of 7:30. But we worked quite a bit. First we went outside to the spending area and did some obedience training, this time without the harness, and she did very well. Then we recapped the stuff we did yesterday. We found the deli. She really, really is keen on the deli because you could probably smell all the meat in there, the ham and all that. And then bakery, and then the supermarket, the fruit shop, the bank, and the hairdresser. We did that. She was great with recapping. We did some targeting work with the clicking. She wasn't so good though doing it in reverse order. Like, when we walked up towards the shop, all the shops were on her right, on our right, really. And when we went back, we let her, told her to find the shops, and she had a bit more difficulty when it was on the left. She couldn't kind of reverse the process. We did get her to do it eventually, but it just took a bit more work, especially the ATM, the cash machine. So that was a bit interesting. Then we went upstairs, had a bit of a drink, had a tiny rest, tried to get a longer handle put on the on the harness, because Tokyo is a bit smaller than Rosie and a bit shorter. So I found that I wanted, because I'm quite tall really, so I wanted a longer handle, but we couldn't, she'll try and do it for tomorrow. The trainer will try and get that organized for tomorrow. We went on a different route to the opposite direction, and we went to the chemist and did a bit of a route there, finding the chemist and targeting with clicker and all that. And on the way back, Tokyo got a little bit attacked by a cat. Not really so physically, but the cat kind of was like threatening her and hissing and got right in her face, and Tokyo got a little bit scared, and we reassured her and stuff. She has a lot of the golden retriever in her. Oh my gosh, she's full of initiative. She's full of enthusiasm. She doesn't really like being wrong. She has a bit of an attitude about that, but that's golden retrievers for you, even though she's half Labrador. She's very strong golden retriever presence. Really reminds me of Snowy. Bless him. And got back home okay. She did beautifully. There were some things. There were like a tree that some. Okay, apologies for the break in transmission. I got a phone call that interrupted. Hope I remember where I was. So yeah, she was having a bit of a hard time doing it. Oh yeah, no, I said doing it in reverse. We went to afterwards the chemist. We got attacked by a cat. Didn't actually physically touch her, but kind of threatened and hissed and got very, very close to her. And then we went home. She did very good obstacle work. There was a tree on the footpath and she went around that. We had to go down to the road and, she did that very well. Then we came upstairs and, finished for the day. She was kind of around with me all day. Seemed very kind of attached to me, and everything was good and dandy until feeding time at dinner, where I was instructed to feed Tokyo first because she gets very excited about her food. That's why she has to eat it mixed with water to slow her down. And so I fed Tokyo, and as we've been doing for the last 3 days, including this morning, I told her to sit and stay a few feet away when Rosie was eating. Only this time, because all guide dogs, when they come after a couple of days, they start testing their boundaries. And so I found that Tokyo was basically had started eating Rosie's food. And I pulled her straight away, corrected her, and sat her down again, and instructed Rosie to keep on eating, and found Tokyo again in the boldness worthy of a true golden retriever, even though she's only half, went and started eating it again. And she knew she wasn't allowed. She was trying to gobble it down as quickly as possible. We had some words, and now I put her on tie down. I'm going to leave her there for a while. So, yes. So let's just say that she's in the doghouse. And of course I fed Rosie after that, bless her. And don't get me wrong, Tokyo is so cute. She's so cute, but she's gonna be testing her boundaries. I mean, I am a little bit scared that what if I can't control her and stuff, but I can, it's Rosie did silly things when she came here, when she came to me as well. And Snowy did, God knows, Snowy did stupid things. So, it's normal, but I got a little bit scared. So that's basically day 3 with a little bit of adventures. Hey. And I will see you on day 4.